Shadow by Michael Marpago. Read by Abdullah Afzal
and Mike Rogers.
When the stars begin to fall. Matt. None of it would have ever happened if it hadn't been for Grandma's tree. And that's a fact. Ever since Grandma died, that was about 3 years ago now. Grandpa had always come to spend the summer holidays at home with us up in Manchester. But this summer, he said he couldn't come, because he's worried about Grandma's tree. We'd all planted that tree together, the whole family, in his garden in Cambridge. A cherry tree it was, because Grandma especially loved the white blossoms in the spring. Each of us had passed around the jug and poured a little water on it to give it a good start. It's one of the family now, Grandpa had said, and that's how I'm going to look after it always, like family. That was why, a few weeks ago, when Mum rang up and asked him if he was coming to stay this summer, he said he couldn't because of the drought. There'd been no rain for a month, and he was worried Grandma's tree would die. He couldn't let that happen. He had to stay at home, he said, to water the tree. Mum did her best to persuade him. Someone else can do that, surely, she told him. It was no good. Then she let me have a try, to see if I could do any better. That was when Grandpa said, I can't come to you, Matt, well, you can come to me. Bring your Monopoly, bring your bike. What about it? So that's how I found myself on my first night at Grandpa's house. Sitting out in the garden with him beside Grandma's tree. And looking up at the stars. We'd watered the tree, had supper, fed dog. He was sitting at my feet, his head heavy on my toes, which I always love. Dog is Grandpa's little brown and white spaniel.